Long Dialogue, Skill 2. Report on Beluga Whales. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hello, Dr. Christensen.
Hello, Jeff. What can I do for you?
Well, I need an extension for my report on beluga whales. Next Wednesday, I am supposed to present in class and hand my report in, but I won't be ready.
You had 6 weeks to work on this, and I have a policy of penalizing heavily for late assignments. You lose 20% the first day and 10% for each day after.
Well, my computer broke down and I lost everything. I have taken the computer into the campus computer workshop, but they cannot retrieve any of my files. They said I could take it to a computer store downtown, but that to retrieve the information would probably take a while and cost me $400. I don't have $400 to spare. Also, the beluga whale specialist at the aquarium, who I am planning to interview, has been working in Los Angeles on a seahorse project with their aquarium for 6 weeks. He gets back next Monday. His secretary said he would be too busy his first week back, so I have to wait until the following week. I was hoping to videotape the interview and show parts of it to the class.
Quite the tale of woe you have. I can sympathize with the computer issue, though, because it happened to me once when I was a student. My computer crashed just as I was on the last page of a 10,000-word essay. I hadn't backed it up or saved it on disk. I assume this will be a lesson to you.
Oh, yes. I also lost the work I had been doing for another biology course. I had completed about 8 pages.
Well, let's look at the calendar and see if there's another opportunity for your presentation and report. We are nearing the end of term, and I like to review the last week of classes.
What about on November 29th?
Let me see. No, that wouldn't work, as Jane Clark is doing her presentation that day.
I'm not sure I can get it finished much sooner, as I have to start writing the report from scratch.
Well, perhaps I can allow you to hand in your report on November 29th, but the presentation must be sooner. Looking at my calendar, the only possible day would be November 22nd. Rob Metcalf was supposed to present that day, but I understand he was in a serious car accident and had to withdraw from university.
I didn't know that. I was wondering why he hadn't been in class this week. Is he all right?
I don't know. I just received an email from the registrar telling me the date and reason for withdrawal.
I will check with Fred. Perhaps he knows more. They were good friends. Maybe some of us could send him a card with flowers.
That would be nice. So we have arranged for you to present to the class on November 22nd and hand in your report on November 29th. No later than 3 p.m. on November 29th for the report.
Okay, I am going to be really busy over the next few weeks. I still can't believe my computer broke down. It wasn't even that old. I think I will have to give up basketball. I'm just too busy now.
That is too bad, but you are just lucky I am in a good mood today and not penalizing you for your tardiness.
Thank you for not penalizing me. I really need to keep my scholarship, which means I need to keep my GPA up. If I don't have a scholarship, I will have to take a year off and work.
Is this your third year, then?
Yes. I hope to graduate at the end of next year. There is an ongoing NGO project in marine biology in Indonesia that I would like to work on when I am finished. I have a friend there now. There are not a lot of jobs for biology graduates, but I just love the field.
Most jobs require a graduate degree, but more and more seem to be opening up.
I hope so. Thanks again, Dr. Christensen. I was so worried I couldn't sleep last night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 2. What is the main reason that the student could not sleep last night?